yourself. You are the judge, you are the representative, and you are the victim, always. And nobody knows your worthiness and things like that. So you go crazy because you look like a monkey. That's what the monkey does. What is monkey doing? What that thing? What should you do? Should you do this? Should you do that? Oh, that one. But if you bring it out, at least you will see where it goes. And it's outside. And you share it with who? Fellow travelers. Because you are following the footsteps. Remember, at the beginning, you were following the footsteps, and everybody is doing this. You will find the fellow travelers to help you to find the footsteps, to keep in the track. And they influence you, and you influence them. Now, do you understand why I'm saying that you are your thought? Because to me, your physical existence is nothing. It's just a monkey. I understand that a lot of these monkeys will come and go. What will remain in we? The outcome and influence of some of these fellows who came out of the monkeyness in we. This is where the thought is. The ideals are outside. There's nothing here. When you speak, you organize it, you bring it out, and that's what you are. Your physical existence? We said in 2 years there will be another fellow replaced. Your replacement is there, always, is coming. As long as the replacement is worthy of being here, you're here, then you're not. It's not even important. I know to you it's very important. It shouldn't. Because you know that this will die. Don't you? Is there anyone here who doesn't know this will die? And so what? Everybody dies. Even the monkeys. But there is something that doesn't die. Isn't there? Oh, in the monkeys? No. Is there anything for them? Even the genetic stuff will move along and change. Nothing will remain. But the humanity, my goodness, Rumi is in here, isn't he? Because when you talk not about we, if you start to talk about us, this little group now here, it's because of him. We are listening to his ideas. So he's here. If the idea is me, the idea of Rumi is here, the spirit of Rumi is here. He himself is here because he said, oh brother, you are your thought. Can I say Rumi is his thought? His thought is here, isn't he? And he meant it to be. He even recited it with musicality of poetic language to be written and copied to be here. And he knew it. I always remember Hafiz, that fellow who never be a teacher because he couldn't teach. He was almost illiterate. He knew only to read Quran, and he said, oh, the fellow with the loving heart will never die. Our name is written forever in the book of existence. He knows it a couple of hundred years ago, and he's here. You shake any Iranian, a little bit of Hafiz comes out. Honest? Because he is so beautiful, even the stupid fellow will repeat his words. They will admire him without understanding what he is saying, because his spirit is so beautiful. And he has a book. Go and read the book, and you will see there is one thing that you will not find in his book. I. He doesn't talk about himself at all. He always says, we. There is this we that you should understand, because you are a part of it, and that's a worthy part of you. The rest is temporary after all. My physical existence in this universe is temporary, period. You try to prolong it, but to a limit. But there is other part of me. That other part that I feel. Because I dig. Because I understand it's not this. It's not this. It's here. That part. That part that we share it even in the presence. Then yes, God blessed us and gave us what? What was the blessing God gave us? فَلَغَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ فَلَغَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي
آدَمَ
وَعَلَّمَهُ الْأَسْمَاءَ Name. Abstraction. We were talking in names. We say Rumi. Do you realize that? It's one name. Suddenly it brings out something. Something of we in we, it agitated the spirit. There is something, but you have to dig for it. Yes?
If his aloes wood and sugar get mixed,
mm-hmm.
he picks them out from each other, piece by piece.
Yeah.
The trays were broken and the souls were spilled. Good and evil ones were mingled with each other. God sent the prophets with scrolls that he might pick out these grains on the dish. Before this, we were one community. None knew whether we were good or bad.
You see what's happening here? Suddenly, some say you are you thought, remember? And let's talk about this grocery shop. Everything is organized like that, right? That's what the religion is. God sent the prophets to organize us, to divide us, to believers and non-believers, to this or that. Before that, we were equal. That's a time of monkey. The message is not here. The understanding and thinking is not here. The prophets came to do what? To organize the stuff and make this division between good and bad. Because before that, there is no good and bad. Is there a good and bad in animal life? There is none. Value system comes with us. Without that, everybody is doing this stuff, period. Because no one is thinking. And by thinking, I mean this abstraction. Do you feel this space of abstraction we are creating around us? This had happened so many centuries before the cyberspace. And it looks like cyberspace because we're writing stuff. This is what we did. We stitched the time together. We are thinking something that started a couple of hundred years ago. A couple of hundred years ago, somebody talked, and we are repeating it with the same musicality to follow it. So we joined each other. Now you understand why this we is timeless. This we. It's not this us which is temporary. It's not temporary, is it? That we, the thought of enlightenment, thinking about the breath, has been here and is here and will be here. Because by here I mean that dimension, because it has its own dimension, and we believe in this dimension, which is we. That one, yes?
False coin and fine were current in the world. Since all was night, and we were as night travelers.
Means the animal life. Animal life to us is night, because the sun is not out yet. Enlightenment hadn't happened yet. You remember, enlightenment is a sharp, means the rising sun from the horizon of my heart. That hadn't happened yet. So the animals will do a lot of stuff, but there is no good or bad. Do you remember the tiger tearing apart that baby impala? Is it good or bad? Oh, we have been through this. It depends on the beginning. If they are showing the life of impala, this is very bad. Because they show you the impala gave birth, and suddenly this tiger get it. If they are showing you the life of the tiger, which is at the verge of extinction and very hungry and has a baby and is hunting unsuccessfully, suddenly this, and you go, wow. There is no good or bad over there. Everything is natural, known, even for this monkey. But we are here. How do we arrive?
Until the son of the prophets rose and said, "Be gone, O alloy, come, O you that are pure."
That pure means Sufi. Remember Sufi?
Sufi.
Saf means pure. Sufi means purified, or the fellow who is pure. So be attentive to the words, because he is explaining Sufism to you. First step was Sufism, wasn't it? Why was first step Sufism? Polishing yourself. That's what we call Sufism again. We talked about it. You don't need to absorb more. You have to get rid of some of this animal stuff in you. The feeling of revenge, anger, and all that stuff. Forget. Become shiny. Let go of all this show off of you. Become a mirror. Become reflective. This is what it is. So, the message is out that there is a division now. The light comes out, and you have to start a new vision to see the universe differently. Yes?
The eye can distinguish colors. The eye knows ruby and stone. The eye knows the jewel and the rubbish. Hence, bits of rubbish sting the eye. These vile counterfeiters are enemies of day. Those pieces of gold from the mine are lovers of day.
When we talk about the prophets, means we are talking about the exception. What's the rule? The self-claimed prophets, the nobodies who try to be very wise and clever. They talk about the animal stuff in a very fashionable way, and they try to convince you that you are the animal, don't they? Go through history, you don't need to go very far. I was there. Second World War is there. Look at it. Could you understand a nation really believing in a nonsense that a Is it joke to you today?